think the future for Uwe is he's worked abroad. He's obviously got to restart his career. I think a little bit of time away from the game for himself to, you know, to work out himself. But then from that point on, I think he's obviously going to try and look for another job. Now, it's never easy for a manager after you've lost a couple of jobs pretty quick. I think that's the unfortunate part for him. He's now got to get himself back to a club that will believe in him. I think he's a really good manager. I just don't think he's been very lucky for certain reasons. So I think he'll have to reassess where he's at. And for me, I think, being obviously he's not an English fella, I think he won't be afraid to go and maybe start and rebuild his career maybe somewhere abroad, because that's originally where he started. He had a spell abroad first, then came to Britain. So I can see him doing something like that possibly again.
Do you think if he were to stay in England, Neil, do you think he would remain to be a candidate and looking at managerial jobs in the Championship, or do you think he might now look back at League One, where he started with Brentford, or maybe even go to League Two? Or do you think that the reputation of Uwe Rosler hasn't been damaged in these last two jobs, and that, yeah, he could quite easily, were the right one to come along, and as you say, had he not have chosen to go to a European side first, would Championship level still be the place that he might get the approaches from?
Yeah, I think he could. I don't see a problem for Uwe at that level. When he first came here, he set the club alight at Wigan. You know, that first 6 months or so, we went on a fantastic run, got into the playoffs, and were unfortunate not to go any further from there. Obviously, the next season didn't work out, not just for him, but for everybody concerned with the club. It was a difficult time for ourselves. I think, obviously, this the job he took at Leeds, I think, was always going to be a difficult one for him. I think, you know, you just look at the recent history at Leeds with the managers. So whether that tarnishes him or not, I wouldn't be too sure. I think it's one of those things that, you know, you can kind of pass off a little bit. So I wouldn't see a problem for Uwe getting a job in the Championship at the least. But saying that, it is tough because there's a lot of managers out there who are looking for work at that level, and there's some really good teams, some great clubs in that division. So it will be difficult for him. But as with everything, a little bit of luck and a good interview, and you just never know.
Steve Evans, now the man in charge at Leeds United, of course, formerly at Rotherham, only left a few weeks ago. Was this maybe a bit of a surprise move for you, or can you see the sense from both sides in Steve Evans?
For me, it was a surprise move. I can see the sense from Steve Evans himself. You know, to get a job at a club like Leeds, a fantastic club with a fantastic history, you know, he's never going to say no to that. I think it was obviously, from the other way, it is a surprise, and how that will be received by the supporters over there, only time will tell. But he's a competitive fella. You know, he did a good job at Rotherham, taking them, you know, and keeping them in the Championship. We had a bit of close contact with him because it was at one point between Wigan and Rotherham who would stay up. They even lost the 3 points and still survived. So, you know, he built a good team spirit there. But as I say, it's a really big challenge for him, and you just don't know. You're obviously relying on a good relationship for him, between him and the chairman and him and the players, and if they can get that, they can get some success again.